Analysis: oil prices surge as Iran war escalates across the Gulf, testing Trump at home. Analysts say damage to regional production facilities, not a closure of the Strait of Hormuz, poses the greatest risk to global supply, though prices may fall if the conflict is contained. By Daphne Maurer. No commodity is more closely tied to war, especially in the Middle East and the Gulf, than oil. Following the outbreak of the Iran war, oil futures on the New York Mercantile Exchange surged 9% at the start of global trading. At the same time, stock markets fell worldwide, from Asia to Wall Street. Oil and defense stocks bucked the broader market decline and posted sharp gains. By evening, Israel time, the spike had moderated to 5.5%, with oil reaching $70.60 per barrel in New York futures trading. But later announcements from Iran about closing the Strait of Hormuz pushed prices back toward $80 per barrel. Saudi Arabia on Monday shut down its largest refinery after a drone strike. In Iraqi Kurdistan, which exports 200,000 barrels of oil per day to Turkey via pipeline, pumping was halted as a precaution, though no physical damage was reported. Israel's Leviathan gas field was closed by Chevron at government instruction. Qatar Energy halted production at the world's largest liquefied natural gas, LNG, plant. Oil prices ripple through the global economy, not just financial markets. Oil is essential not only for energy production and plastics, but also for transporting virtually every physical product shipped worldwide. Refined oil is also sold as gasoline, one of the largest components of the U.S. consumer basket. For that reason, current oil price swings are expected to weigh heavily on U.S. policy decisions in the coming days. Industry analysts expect continued volatility as long as the war persists, with further price spikes possible. The conflict has rattled a region that includes some of the world's largest oil producers, Abu Dhabi, Saudi Arabia, and Iran, at a time when global markets had been experiencing falling prices due to oversupply. In response to concerns about tightening supply, OPEC Plus, the alliance of oil-producing countries including Saudi Arabia, Russia, and the United Arab Emirates, announced 2 days ago that it would increase output next month. The real threat: infrastructure, not just the strait. The Strait of Hormuz off Iran is one of the world's most critical oil transit choke points, handling roughly 20% of global oil transportation. After attacks on tankers in the past 2 days, shipping companies suspended navigation through the strait. However, Norbert Rucker, head of economics and next generation research at Bank Julius Baer, argues that the bigger danger is not a temporary closure of the Strait of Hormuz but lasting damage to oil and gas production facilities across the Gulf. Put simply, the implications of this conflict for the world economy depend on the flow of oil and gas through the Strait of Hormuz, he said. The most feared scenario is not its closure, but serious damage to the region's key oil and gas infrastructure. Over time, risk of such a disruption seems to lessen. U.S. forces are reportedly operating against the Iranian Navy to prevent the mining of waters in the strait area. Still, increased production pledges have not calmed markets. Additional supply will take time to reach the market. Meanwhile, even limited damage to Saudi Aramco facilities, or Iranian attacks targeting Gulf oil and gas emirates, poses a significant risk to production. Amy Myers Jaffe, director of the Energy, Climate Justice, and Sustainability Lab at New York University, agrees that the important question is whether oil facilities will be hit. If the answer to that is none, she told the New York Times, my opinion is the price of oil will come back down. When gasoline prices approached $5 per gallon in 2022, President Joe Biden released oil from strategic reserves to ease pressure. Trump previously pressed Saudi Arabia and other producers to boost supply to prevent fuel price spikes. Prices at the pump can influence election outcomes, a reality Trump is keenly aware of ahead of the November midterm elections. This comes at a time when public support for his economic policies, including tariffs on imports and deep cuts to welfare and health budgets, is at a low point. Everyone in the region that's participating in the war knows that the Achilles heel of Trump is high oil prices, Michelle Broward, head of policy and geopolitical risk for CLR, a commodity analyst firm, told Politico earlier this week. According to Politico, Gulf allies warned the Trump administration in recent weeks that an attack on Iran could destabilize oil markets, including through attacks on production facilities or tankers in the Strait of Hormuz. Currently, the average U.S. gasoline price stands at $2.997 per gallon, according to AAA data, slightly lower than a year ago, and modestly lower in real terms. January's Consumer Price Index showed inflation at 2.4%, the lowest in nearly a year. As a rule of thumb, every $10 increase in the price of crude oil adds roughly 20 to 30 cents per gallon at the pump. The optimistic forecast. Despite the turmoil, Several analysts expect the price spike to be temporary. Julius Baer believes the rise will be short-lived and have limited economic impact. Gregory Brew, a senior analyst at Eurasia Group, told Politico gas prices had already climbed in recent weeks in anticipation of confrontation. If the war ends within a few weeks, as Trump has promised, the surge is likely to be short-lived, he said. Sammy Char, partner, chief economist and CIO Switzerland at Lombard Odier, sees limited escalation and a moderate oil price increase as the most probable scenario. Even in a severe scenario, including a prolonged closure of the Strait of Hormuz and a broader military confrontation pushing prices above $100 per barrel, Lombard Odier expects oil to return to recent levels within 6 months. The bank slightly raised its U.S. inflation forecast for 2026 from 2.5% to 2.6%. Market fundamentals also provide grounds for optimism. Over the past year, oil supply has been abundant, and inventories across much of the world remain high. In 2025 alone, oil prices fell 20%. In real terms, oil remains cheaper than during much of the past several decades. Russia is closely watching developments. Kremlin envoy Kirill Dmitriev posted on X, $100 plus oil per barrel soon. Meanwhile, major buyers of Russian oil, particularly China, are watching the price increase with dismay. According to Eurasia Group, any de-escalation in the Gulf would likely trigger a rapid drop in oil prices, similar to what occurred last July during the Israel-Iran war. The cost to American consumers should decline well ahead of November midterms unless, of course, this turns into a more protracted affair, Brew told Politico.